Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for today's message is today's gospel, particularly the first two parables Jesus talks about. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, I think the most annoying movie, and I know if you grew up in the 80s, I sound like a heretic, okay? But the most annoying movie I've ever seen is The Breakfast Club, okay? Now, I mean, some people, that's their favorite movie. I couldn't stand it at the time. I mean, I couldn't pick five people that I wouldn't want to be around at all. And it's basically about five teenagers in high school and who are serving detention at the same time. And they're all locked into their stereotypes, right? So you have the popular girl, you got the weird girl, you got the jock, you got the nerd, you got the criminal. And they are very self-aware of who they are. And they are very understanding their definition of exactly who they are. Now, of course, by the end of the movie, they've all redefined themselves, okay? And basically, you know, unbeknownst to anyone else, they've made a vow, basically, that no one, especially not an elder person or an assistant principal, will ever define them again, you know. And then he walks off the football field like that, you know. Just so self-indulgent. It's just, ugh. Anyway, but it is almost like a parable. It's a parable of how a lot of people see themselves, how they're self-aware. I mean, God created us, and God defines us. But many times we'll redefine ourselves in a way that we want to see ourselves. We redefine ourselves not in God's image, but in our image. And then we look at it, and like God, we say, that's good. That's what we want to do. Now, I think there's a more honest way for us to define ourselves, to see ourselves, and basically to see everything else as well. And I think it could really be found in these two very simple parables. They're about two people who find a great treasure. And Jesus tells us right up front, the treasure is the kingdom of heaven. Now we can kind of, you know, narrow that down to the gospel, okay, the good news. That Jesus came to this world, all the things Jesus did for you, the fact that because of that, you have salvation. That's the treasure. Now they are slightly different, right? Because in one, the first guy isn't even looking for a treasure, he just happens to accidentally come across it, then sells everything that he has so he can have that treasure. The second guy is intentional about finding a treasure or a great expensive pearl, and he does find that, and he sells everything to get it. And these two examples of receiving a treasure, happened many times in Jesus' ministry. For example, Matthew at his tax collector's booth, the woman at the well, the crippled person by the pool of Siloam. None of these people were looking for anything. And yet Jesus steps into their life, gives them the treasure. Then you have Nicodemus, Zacchaeus, blind Bartimaeus. They knew something was wrong with their life. They were looking for the kingdom, and they received it in Jesus. And yet, in all these cases, the same thing's happening. The kingdom is being given to someone, and it's being done by grace. The second thing that really came out at me from these two parables was that the treasure is so great that it redefines everything the person sees. I mean, he realizes nothing is more valuable than this treasure. That's why he gives up everything, in both cases, to gain possession of it. And in fact, in a very real sense, instead of gaining a possession of the treasure actually possesses them. And we don't often view it that way, right? When it comes to the treasure, the good news of Jesus Christ, our salvation in Jesus Christ, when it comes to that, we often see it as a commodity, okay? As something that we kind of own. And we can kind of put it up on the shelf next to our Bible, and when the time comes, we can pull it down and use it. I almost used the treasure of my salvation that way this last Wednesday. I picked my mom up at the airport in Eugene, and not a very big airport, you know, but still, I always try to park my car, you know, in the arrivals, you know, section there, two or three lanes. I always try to park right in the middle. And it's not very big, you know. But if I'm in the middle, you see, then if somebody comes out on this end or this end or in the middle even, I'm pretty close to them. They can walk to me quicker or I can get to them. Not once have I ever gotten the middle spot. Someone's always there. Okay, I always have to park way far away. Except for Wednesday. I drove up and sure enough, there's the middle spot. It's wide open. Nobody's taking it. People are driving by it. Okay, I'm like, man, this is my lucky day. I pulled in, parked right there in the middle spot. And just as I'm saying to myself, wow, I wonder why this middle spot's so open like that. I look to my right, and about 4 feet from the passenger window, a herd of Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? Or a flock, or I don't know, whatever they travel in. But it's about 6 or 7 Jehovah's Witnesses are there, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's why no one's parking here, right? And I go, okay, well, do I drive away? And I go, no, that would be embarrassing. I can't do that. And so I just, strategy number one, just avoid eye contact. So I just look straight ahead, and I go, okay, that doesn't look good. So act natural. And so I'm like, that's my natural look, you know. Finally, I'm thinking, okay, if they tap on the window, you know, what am I going to do? Now, usually I would relish having a conversation with Jehovah's Witnesses. I really love it. They don't, but I love it, okay? But this time I'm in a hurry. So if they tap on the window, what am I going to do? Well, if they had, I was going to say, I'm a pastor, I'm Christian, leave. See, I just pull out that treasure, the most treasured thing in the world that I have. Just pull it out and use it. That's not what the treasure's for. Okay? The treasure is not a commodity. It's not something for us to use to make our lives more convenient. The treasure is that Jesus came to this world because he loved you, that he died on a cross, and because of that, now you're called sons and daughters of God. And because of that, everything in your life is different. Because of that, everything you see in this life is different. Every day you live is seen differently. Your future is seen differently. Because of that treasure. It's not the heart of your being. It is your being. Another thing that came out at me from this text was, not only does the treasure possess us, okay, but it's what we need to survive. You notice in both these cases, they sell everything that they have to get the treasure. So what do they have in the end? The treasure. That's all. I mean, the one guy, all he's got is a pearl. Now, he's going to have to live off of that pearl, right? Well, it's the same with us. Everything that we have is that treasure, and we live off the grace of that treasure every day of our lives. It's all we have as Christians, and it's all we need as Christians. And it's really the basis of the way we see everything in this life. Everything changes because we are possessed by that treasure. And I'll give you an example of how it changes the way we view things. It even changes the way we view these parables. Okay? Now, if you've heard me at all, probably heard me say, I don't know, hundreds of times, that parables are always primarily about Jesus. Right? Now, I have preached this sermon the exact opposite of that. Okay? And it's okay to do from time to time. I basically talked all about us. But let's just shift it a little. Having received the treasure of salvation, of being a child of God, of being loved and forgiven, having that now, I can look at this parable in a new way. I can say that the men in both of these parables is Jesus. And the treasure he finds and the pearl he finds is me and it's you. And he gave up everything for that. Even his own life. And he rejoices every day because he has you as his possession. That's the kingdom of heaven. That's the treasure that gives us joy today and hope and peace for the future. That is a grace that recreates us, and that is a God who defines us. And he looks at each and every one of us every day through the mirror of his son. And he redefines us and says, because of what I've done for you, you are good. In Jesus' name, amen.